USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says he feels good about where things stand in the presidential election.
Look, you know, we could know the results as early as tomorrow morning, but it may take a little longer. As I've said all along, it's not my place or Donald Trump's place to declare who's won this election. That's a decision of the American people. But I'm optimistic about this outcome.
Election results continue to roll in, but President Trump is nevertheless claiming a big win. The president winning major battleground states like Florida and Ohio, but a number of states are still too close to call. Some of the states too close to call include Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
An important seat remains in the hands of Republicans.
Republican John Cornyn has held his Senate seat since 2003 and will continue to do so. Democratic challenger MJ Hagar worried some in this red state as she didn't necessarily fit the liberal mold. She's former military and promised to uphold the Second Amendment. She was banking on claims that Cornyn had become complacent. Texans disagreed. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Democrats will retain control of the House of Representatives. That's a big win for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Our purpose in this race was to win so that we could protect the Affordable Care Act and that we could crush the virus, that we could reward our workers who risked their lives to save lives and now might be losing their jobs.
Going into the race, Republicans needed to flip nearly 20 seats to regain control. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The hang-up of counting absentee and mail-in ballots in Wisconsin, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. With the details from the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, here's Dan Naraki.
The most important states in the 2020 presidential election are still working to get through the influx of absentee and mail-in ballots. Thousands of ballots still remain to be counted in competitive states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia. Officials in Wisconsin say they'll believe they'll have 100% of their mail-in ballots counted by early Wednesday morning. Absentee voting was delayed for several hours in Fulton County, Georgia, because of a broken water pipe at State Farm Arena in downtown Atlanta, where the county had set up operations. Counting was halted around 10 p.m. local time and will resume Wednesday morning. And it's possible we won't know who the winner in Pennsylvania is for several days. Processing of absentee ballots did not begin until Election Day, with eight counties saying they won't begin counting until Wednesday morning. Officials have estimated more than 2.5 million ballots have been mailed in Pennsylvania.
California Proposition 22 passes, allowing Uber and other companies to treat drivers as independent contractors rather than employees. Jeff Vitter with Yes on 22 tells CBS News this is good news.
Right now, there's about 1 million people in California who earn some type of income doing rideshare or delivery work, and under an employment model, only about 10% of those would be needed. So that would be a loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs. It could potentially be the single largest layoff in California history.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.